Chairman Brenda Carey with Seminole County Board of County Commissioners. Will you describe, Chairman Carey, the evolution of and the county government's involvement in the faith-based initiative to address the plight of some 1,700 known homeless students in Seminole County Public School District?
Well, as you know, it was kind of interesting when 60 Minutes wanted to do a news story regarding the homelessness in the schools. I think most of the school districts said, "Oh, not in our county. We don't want that kind of news." Seminole County School Board took another idea and said, this might be a good way for us to get the message out there that we do have a problem. And so, you know, Beth Davalos, with the who runs the Families in Transition program for Seminole County School Board, took advantage of that. And I tell you, by bringing the issue out front, it had made a huge difference in our community. Myself and Dee Dee Schaffner and Joel Hunter all got together and talked about what we needed to do to provide food for these children during the summer.
Dee Dee Schaffner being the school board chair and Joel Hunter being the senior pastor of Northland Church.
Correct. And, you know, and then by working with the other faith-based communities, certainly, you know, we said to Joel Hunter, you know, can you rally the faith-based groups? And he absolutely did. He and his staff at Northland, Father John Blewett, you know, which is St. Stephen's Catholic Church, among others, I mean, everybody just got involved, and all the food pantries and the citizens in this county just came forth. First Baptist Church of Orlando, you know, after hearing this story, they committed to raise $5 million. And so there's a lot of things that came out of it that were very positive, and in fact, there's a follow-up story coming out here shortly.
For a point of clarity, though, the First Baptist Church of Orlando's $5 million, is that sent to the Seminole County Public School District?
No, that would be for the regional homeless issue. I mean, they serve folks in, you know, all around the region, and that's where their contributions are coming from. So that's how the money will be spent. I know that they had put together a committee to actually figure out the details because, quite frankly, I don't think that they expected to have the amount of response that they got the very first day that this news hit. And they could tell you a lot more about that than I can. But, you know, a portion of it will come to Seminole County, a portion to Orange, a portion to Osceola. I'm sure probably some of the other surrounding counties where they have membership from will all be involved as well.
Will Seminole County Board of County Commissioners, on behalf of its taxpayers, supply any funding to this faith-based initiative?
We have not. We have provided our energy and the position that we hold to go out and be actively involved in making sure that, you know, we get support from the business community and from, you know, and from the taxpaying community to help with the process. And I think that's how we can best serve, you know, without it being on the backs of taxpayers, if you will, is giving of our time and efforts to bring it to the forefront and to, you know, bring subjects forward. You know, I've been doing this for quite some time with the various charities that I'm most involved with. Every one of the county commissioners has several charities that they kind of take under their wing and help raise funds and raise membership to try to, you know, be able to address some of these issues without it coming from taxpayers.
In your most reasonable expectations or your most reasonable view, what do you think the expected outcomes for this school board / faith-based initiative might be?
Well, I'm thinking that it will continue. We kind of use that as the base of building a bigger group to really address this issue. The numbers are growing for the number of homeless children in our school system. As I said, in 2010, it was 1,200. Today, it's almost 1,700. There are some good stories that have come out of that. There are families who have been helped by getting into these programs, by being taught more about how to become self-sufficient, from getting training, from helping them to find jobs, to helping them with transitional housing, you know, all of the issues that face a lot of these families. You know, many of the children that are homeless, you got to think about how they count homelessness. If you are doubled up with another family, whether it be your family or somebody else's family, you don't have a home of your own, you're counted in homelessness. And that's about 43 to 45% of the homeless families that they're staying with somebody. Probably 28 to 30% of them are residing in hotels. 61% probably have just food, trouble putting food on the table. I mean, there are a lot of people that own a home, that are living in a home, that are having other struggles. As I said, there are many people that are, you know, one step away from homelessness.
There hasn't been yet a statement by those in the know to say, with a very active faith-based collaborative with Seminole County Public School District and with the Board of County Commissioners involved, ideally we want to look at decreasing the homeless student population by 10% each year once this reaches momentum. Has there been anything that candid or frank said yet?
No, I don't think so. I think that, you know, I think that we were so busy just trying to deal with the issues at hand, particularly summer. I mean, this is the first year that, I mean, after the 60-minute show brought this to the forefront, I'm telling you that the community outreach was so great that that's when the chairman of the school board, Dee Dee Schaffner, myself, and Joel Hunter from Northland Church all got together and said, okay, how can we take this energy and turn it into something to help these families during the summer? Many of these children depend on school for their two meals a day.
Mm-hmm.
And so summertime rolls around, and now what are they going to do? You know, the Seminole County Schools had been sending backpacks home over the weekends with these children that they know to be in these situations so that they didn't go hungry. And, you know, and we had been doing things, you know, through the community on a much smaller scale just because we needed some assistance. I'll give you a perfect example. You know, I reached out to Gino Pellucci and, you know, through his food companies, and as a result, when they brought a lot of Michelina, you know, they give tons of food away every year, the school board received a lot of that food as a result of me reaching out to him and saying, you know, hey, we've got a situation in the schools and it needs to be addressed, and I know you give this food away because he gives it to a lot of the charities that I'm involved in. And
Gino,
can we include the school board with that?
Gino Pellucci being the Chung King and Pizza King owner empire.
I mean, he's got a number of different food brands, but, you know, it's just reaching out to people that we know that could help with the situation. And I think that's why the community conversation is important.